Los Animals Heat Waves, 102.7 Kiss FM. So someone walks up and says, oh, you're on the radio? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? I don't know, really. But we talk a lot about relationships. You do? What? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? What kind of relationship? Well, personal ones. Mm-hmm. What do you guys give advice? We do. Do you stick to it? No. Are you good advice? Sometimes. I don't stick to any of my advice. I'm just going to say, just to boost my own self-confidence, I'm not terrible all the time at giving relationship advice. Like, sometimes I actually can give relatively decent advice for relationships. For myself, though, I can't. It's very weird. It's kind of like being, great at coaching a sport, but not really playing it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like, I could coach you at swim practice, but I couldn't beat you in the lane.
Gotcha. But that's not the case.
With what?
With you. Your relationships. Your relationships.
No, I'm not good at my own advice. No. I don't even want to hear myself. I don't even want to hear myself think about my advice to me. But I'm happy to give it. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is we talk a lot about relationships here. If someone were to ask you, what's this show about? It's really a lot about that.
Right.
And that leads us into this.
Prior dating.
Mm-hmm. Prior dating. So I don't know anything about what you're going to tell me, but to me it sounds like you should date people that have the most boxes checked in an order of priority.
Kind of, but not really. Because I think what happens when you're trying to find the one, you have this list of boxes that you need to check. And a lot of those things are, I would say, not necessarily your core values. They're a little bit more superficial things.
Could be. Like tall.
Yes, tall, dark, handsome, like things like that, you know?
Oh, Ryan gets offended by that.
I'm out on all three boxes of those. Thank you.
So prior dating is this kind of like low-key, I think revolutionary dating technique that was created by a dating coach and relationship expert at eHarmony. Okay. It's about prioritizing yourself and your primary needs in order to find and build a healthy, long-lasting relationship. This is all about you first, not necessarily about who you want to be with, all about you. So if you had to sit there and think about what are your core values, what is important to you, Ryan Seacrest, to you,
no, don't
Tanya.
Start with me.
But that's what Tanya. I'm saying. Like,
she's probably already thought of this for years.
That's what this is. No, I didn't. I just whipped this up.
Core values. So Tanya, what's on your list?
Well, it's not a hard question. Think about yourself.
Think about your top three. So like for me, it's...
Of my core values or core values I want someone else?
Of your own.
Okay, Tanya,
this would be like, if you're trying to find a partner, this would be the non-negotiable in trying to match with somebody. This would be my non-negotiable. So like number one for me would be safety. Safety is a non-negotiable for me. I need to feel safe and protected in a relationship. That is very important to me.
So secure.
Secure.
Not and safety like he has a bat in case someone breaks
no,
in.
No, not necessarily that. But I also feel like loyalty falls under this category. So it's kind of like the same thing. Social, that's a core value for me. Like I live a very like social life. So like I knew like when whoever I was going to be with needed to be like up to speed with all social aspects of like my life. And then laughter, that was another core value for me. So those are like my non-negotiables per se.
Like laughter, like everyone says laughter.
I know
laughter
everyone
shouldn't
does.
Shouldn't even be one.
But you know what?
Laughter should come along icing
well,
on the cake.
But that is, don't want laughter.
But that is like so important to me, Ryan.
Yeah.
That, like it, literally,
everybody
no, but
laughter.
I don't think you understand. Like, I need that in my life, like with my partner. Like, that's what I love about Michael so much is that, like, he makes me laugh like nobody else.
I don't know. Laughter to me comes with the territory. Like, you're going to, that just is. I think
but
that
maybe
laughter
you're just
happens
not
when
funny.
You, me?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not important to you because that's, like, you're not.
I'm totally unfunny.
It came out
that.
So
that's
wrong,
fine.
But
no,
I know
it's fine.
What
it could be
meant.
Like that. But I'm just saying, like, it's not something that I'm like, oh, we need to, like, one of my boxes is laughter. Laughter
right.
comes with the territory if
like,
you find the right
you don't
person.
Need a funny gal necessarily.
No, I don't need a funny gal.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, funny gal.
No,
I just
but
know,
see,
like,
I
fun
need,
and laughter.
But I need that.
All that comes with the other boxes. So for me, all right, so I'm thinking out loud, and these may not be right, but maybe it's just top of mind. So for me, kind, you said loyal. I think loyal mm-hmm. and listening, a listener. Somebody could
okay.
listen.
Interesting.
But I feel like I'd want to be that same thing. I'd want to be kind, loyal, and a listener.
That's good.
And also, yeah, this is a good assignment. I'm not totally, I'm not done. And maybe I'll change something.
But you're going to think about it.
I think it's hard because if you really want to, you have to do a little bit of soul searching if you want to think about your core values. Like, think about it.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Tanya?
Well, you know, interesting values to me, I feel like is like my relationship with God.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Health is another, is that a core value?
Sure. Wellness?
Yeah, wellness. Like, yeah. I was dating.
Wellness?
Exactly. So you wouldn't be dating a guy that just didn't ever work out, ate crappy, like
right.
all that.
Like I went on a couple dates with this guy that like always was going out raging on the weekdays.
So that's
up
not
till
for
2 a.m.
you.
I was like, I can't do that. Like, that's not like.
He didn't last long.
No, very, very quick. Okay. So yeah, it's like my relationship with God, health, and what?
They have to be into food. If you do not want to eat or get excited about eating, a cultural eating, different territories of the world eating. Like
yeah.
If you're not into that, I cannot hang.
That can
I
be a
can't.
Core value for you.
So that's
you.
Like
it's
my
important.
Laughter.
Yeah, for people, it might right. be like taking adventures, traveling.
I prefer a foodie versus a funny. 100
yeah.
billion
okay,
times.
Okay, see,
over.
And for me, no. I prefer funny over a foodie.
Whoa, we're
yeah.
so different.
I know.
Me too. I don't need a foodie. But character is important to me.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
like up
but
there.
But character's general.
See? All right.
This
we just had to get
character.
The wheels turning here,
not
guys.
Everybody has,
let's
not,
take this show off. Let's take this. This could go on for days.
Not time. Everybody has character. No.
Okay. Thank you for waving your finger in our face for that.
I think it's important. Character is much more important than chemistry.
Well, what does that say when you have to wave your finger in our faces about your character?
Yeah.
No, not Mike. I'm just saying character is more important than chemistry.
Okay. Got it. Windshield wiper finger.
Yeah.
Next 50 minutes of nonstop kiss music.